Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Sarah Golseth. Most of our listeners are probably aware of what we were up to last week, but if you weren't listening or following our website or our social media, we had our annual share-a-thon last week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And with me in the studio today are Mary Schmidt and the Reverend Mark Hawkinson, and we're gonna give a little recap of what we were all so busy doing over the weekend. Welcome, Mary and Reverend Mark Hawkinson.
Yeah, turn on the mic, sir.
I told you I was not gonna forget to do that, and I still forgot to do it.
Not to embarrass you, but
man, it's the second time in one day.
That's all right.
Good grief.
There you go. That's perfectly all right. It happens to me too when I do interviews. And
I'm recording, so it's not a big deal, but yeah, when you're live, it doesn't work so well.
Well, don't worry. Nobody knows.
Yes.
Everybody knows, but it doesn't matter.
Except everybody that's listening, but that's fine. So let's talk a bit about Share-a-thon. Why do we have a Share-a-thon?
Well, Share-a-thon is our annual fundraiser, and the purpose of it really is to garner support from our listeners. Our mission is to get the gospel out about Jesus Christ, what he did, his love, his death, his resurrection, and the salvation that we receive through what he has done. And we can't do that without God's blessing, but also without our supporters, who are a blessing to us from the Lord. And we need their help to continue. We are our station. We do have, we do have bills. We have electricity and our IT support for our computers and our staff, our studio equipment. So we have a lot that we need help with in order to continue on that front, but also to help us continue with spreading the gospel. So they kind of come hand in hand. And so Share-a-thon is a good time to say, if you believe in what we're doing and our mission and you want to help us get that gospel out there to as many people as possible, then now is the time to say, yes, we support you, and yes, we believe in what you're doing. We want to help you and partner with you.
Sure. Now, do we know how long we've been doing these Share-a-thons? Has it been for all 92 years?
I've got to go back to, I started in 1987, and they were doing them then.
Okay, so it's been a while.
It's been a while. For a while, we hired people to come in and help us do the Share-a-thon. That was okay, but we have discovered that we have sufficient talent available. Not that we're bragging, but just that the Lord has gifted us with sufficient talent to be able to pull it off without the help of professionals. So I would say we've been doing it at least since the late 80s, early 90s, Share-a-thon, absolutely. So I have not always been a part of it full-time because I've been doing other things and then been serving KFUO part-time. So this is the first time I've been back full-time. And I must say, I am extremely impressed with how the staff works together so very well. I just tried to blend in. I thought, well, I don't really know what I'm doing, but
I was with you on that one.
You were.
It was my first Share-a-thon too.
But Mary here as manager of development, of course, she worked as hard as anybody, if not the hardest of anybody, at the computer, and we could not have pulled it off without her. We'll put it that way. So with her help and with everybody else working together as a team, which I thought was very impressive. I wrote down a word when I was in my office there a little while ago, spunk. There's a lot of spunk on the part of the on-air staff and on the part of everybody. And the spunk goes back to what Mary was talking about. It goes back to the gospel.
Sure. It
goes back to Jesus Christ. That's where Jesus gives you spunk. He gives you enthusiasm. It's based on St. Paul's words, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. So around the world we go, and where we stop, nobody knows because we just keep going on with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So at any rate, we've been doing it a long time. And Mary here has things extremely organized. As if you work with her, you discover that, and you don't know how it's all done, but she's got it down pat.
Yeah. So did we have a goal this year?
We did. We set a goal for $100,000, and we actually broke our goal by about $1,000. The Lord blessed our Share-a-thon, and we came out with about $101,000.
Wow.
In pledged gifts and in matching gifts, and it was very successful, and we were very happy and very appreciative. And so We're very excited about that.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
It is. And it was looking, I think, the second day of the Share-a-thon, Friday at the end of the Share-a-thon, I thought, ooh, we're about $10,000 short of where we need to be, I thought, in order to make the $100,000 goal. But then I said to myself, that's not true. With the Lord, you're never short.
Exactly.
With God, all things are possible. So I told Mary then, and I told other people on the staff, I believe that we can make the 100,000. And we did. I've seen this happen at other Share-a-thons. A lot of people wait to the last minute, or they wait to the last morning in order to call in. But the Holy Spirit worked in the hearts of the listener that partners with us. And that's what Mary was saying, too. We can't do this without you, the listener, helping us out, because we do have bills to pay, and we have salaries, we have and the on-air expenses. All of that costs money. It costs a whole lot of money. But it's worth it. Let's put it that way. We're talking about Jesus.
Exactly.
Jesus is worth it. And so if you don't think Jesus is worth it, well, I can't help you. But I mean, after all, he died on the cross. His death is priceless. Therefore, you know, you've seen this commercial on television. Some woman gets up and L'Oreal, a hair something, and she says, "You're worth it."
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know, I don't know about her that did it, but I do know that the gospel is worth it and Jesus is worth it. So we are worthy of your support. And, I don't know. It just is very exciting to be a part of the whole thing.
Sure. And this wasn't just, we had those three really concentrated days of on-air time, but there was a period of time before then that people were giving too as well.
Yes, our Share-a-thon consists of three phases, really. Before Share-a-thon, when our mailing goes out, we like to let people know that Share-a-thon is coming up. You can either give now through this mailing, or you can wait and call in and pledge, which we always enjoy hearing from our donors very much.
That is really fun.
It is really fun, actually. So we have our direct mail right before, and that actually got us to 30,000, our starting point, which was really wonderful.
Yeah.
We weren't quite expecting that response in direct mail, but it actually was very wonderful and was very encouraging on our first day to start out and say we have this much already.
Yeah.
Plus we have our matching gift and help us, you know, get there. And then we have our event, our Share-a-thon event, and then we have our follow-up, which is right after Share-a-thon. So there's still time actually to give to Share-a-thon. So if you still have that mailing, people can still send in a gift, or our telecare department will be calling out soon. And just in case you missed the mailing and missed our Share-a-thon, there's still an opportunity to give there. But it's a good day. Yeah, the Share-a-thon, though, was three very intense days. We were here very early at 7 a.m., 6:30.
Yeah, we were on air at 7, which means everyone was here before then.
And I have the farthest to drive in of anybody.
Poor guy.
So, yeah, poor guy. I want people to feel sorry for me. So, first time the alarm went off, it was by mistake. It was like 3:15 in the morning.
I don't think you have quite that long of a drive.
It's not that long of a drive, and I knew. But see, it was a gift from God, because then I knew that I could advance it to 4:15 or 4:20, which gave me another 60 minutes of rest. And I was raring to go when I got here. You know, just ask Mary how sleepy I was. So at any rate, I think, you know, for those that were involved in the Share-a-thon, it's an unforgettable experience. It's not something that you quickly, in fact, you get so much in gear with it that when you get ready, after it's all over and you get ready to go back to work, you almost feel like you want to keep doing it because it's just kind of like a part of your psyche. It's a part of who you are. And that's the way we would like the listener to feel, that they are a part of who we are.
Sure. And it's a bit of a humbling experience, too, to realize that people appreciate the work that we do here so much to give that money and to support the work that we're doing.
We do. We get a lot of calls from a lot of donors who tell us, "I didn't believe in Jesus until I heard you, and I was skeptical at first, but the more I listened, the more the Holy Spirit touched me." Or people who call in and say, "When I was a little girl, my grandmother had KFUR on the radio all the time, and I've grown up with you, and I appreciate everything that you've done." We also have other people who support the station who say things like, I can't make it to church on Sunday. Mm. And I am so thankful that you have that Sunday morning worship services, two of them, plus a Bible study in the middle. It's very interesting and very wonderful to hear how KFUO has impacted many people in many different ways. So it's not just, oh, they're getting their Bible study. There are people where KFUO really is their connection and their study and their worship, and we're able to help them with that every day. And so it's a wonderful feeling to know that we're helping those people. And it's wonderful to know that they appreciate that service and that they are helping us back. It's a good cycle.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, those are really great things support is all of that programming. And you mentioned a matching gift. So what exactly is that matching gift? How does that work?
The matching gift helps so for example, if I gave a gift, it would double my gift.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a couple different, we had one large matching donor at the very beginning, a very generous donor gave mm-hmm. us that starting $20,000 as our matching gift. Mm-hmm. And actually, as we were going through the Share-a-thon, we had at least three other people step up and say, we would like to contribute to that matching gift to help encourage other people to give. Sometimes it just really helps to know that if I give, other people are giving, and we are giving together and supporting together the mission that we want to see happen and getting that gospel out. So
sure,
it was very nice. We actually had a very good support for the matching gift.
It is fun to see that number go up all the more fast, all the more quickly. English is hard today. Yeah, but that's such an important thing that people know that they're not the only one supporting the station. There are lots of other people around the country, around the world that are supporting. And people gave online too.
Yes, we had people who gave online. We had people who gave through the mail, people who gave over the phone. It's various ways, and we're very appreciative of all of that.
Yeah.
And we had some significant guests. I can't possibly list or name them all, lest I exclude someone, and I don't want to do that. But I interviewed on my shifts individuals like Reverend Jim Rossback, for example. He was in charge of the Jubilee Network, which was a network that KFUO sponsored and was very much part of in the early 90s. Mark Hoffman from Mission Advancement. Is that the correct title? Mission Advancement? I think so. Yes. Reverend Mark Kiesling, Overseas Youth. Reverend Parviz, Missionary to the Jews. And Joe Willman from CPH. Reverend Dr. Mark Smith, who is co-host with Dr. Tom Baker. So we had great guests. And that was throughout the entire Share-a-thon. And these are people that the listener can identify with and say, hey, you know, they listen to their appeal on the air, these guests that come in. What does KFUO mean to you? And the guests will tell you, they'll give you a testimony as to what KFUO means to them. And the listener says, hey, I identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on board with that. So I'm going to write a pledge. I'm going to give a gift. Of course, it's out of love for Christ, but perhaps one of these guests said it just right, or mm-hmm. they had a way of expressing it that was motivational in nature.
Sure. Or they mentioned something that maybe our listeners didn't realize we did, that they're involved in, like the Sunday morning broadcasts or, mm-hmm. I don't know, podcasting or some way that we reach people outside of just mm-hmm. St. Louis. If those guests are involved or use KFUO in that
what
way.
What is so neat is to be driving up in Wisconsin, for example, Wisconsin, and I'm not making fun of it. That's where I was born, so I have to watch my P's and Q's on that. But to be able to switch on my Bluetooth in my car, the Bluetooth, and to be able to listen to worldwide KFUO as clear as a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Way up there, no
sure.
matter where you are, just clear as a bell by the Bluetooth. So this is available to all our listeners. When I do a KFUO Sunday, I emphasize that. Get the app on your smartphone,
sure.
and then I'll demonstrate it. I'll put the smartphone up to the microphone, and they can hear worldwide KFUO, and they're very impressed with that. And they'll say, how do I get the app? You know, so.
Right.
So it's all very exciting. We're on the cutting edge. It's always, you know, when you say we're 92 years old, that was a little danger there because it's like, oh, yeah, you're a grandpa. It's like a grandpa station or something like that. Well, we're for the grandpas and grandmas. We're definitely for them. But don't think that our equipment is 92 years old or anything like that. We have We're on the cutting edge, state-of-the-art equipment in all five studios here. We have five studios here at KFUO at the International Center, and I've been very impressed with how the computers work when they work. I mean, which is most of the time. Sometimes they break down, and they cause Buzz and I quite a problem. But most of the time they work, and so we're on the cutting edge of technology here at Worldwide KFUO. But by God's grace, by His mercy, and by His love for people, love for the world, because God wants people in heaven. And who knows how many people are in heaven because they heard the good news about Jesus over Worldwide KFUO. Nobody knows except God.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And I'm good with that. I don't have to know. I'm good with letting God know that, and I don't have to know. But it's extremely exciting to be a part of this worldwide ministry.
Sure. And you mentioned the technology. That's something that we also need support for, because that is something that our money goes toward, is being on that cutting edge of technology with website and website upgrades, podcasting, and getting any of the technology upgrades that we need. Those are all things that
social media.
Yeah.
It used to be that I was getting the majority of responses, or I don't know, you have to ask Mary about that, where the majority comes from. We get emails, of course. We get voicemails. But lately, amazingly, and this has amazed me, I've been getting most of my responses on Twitter. And
what?
I just started sending out tweets, and now every day on the air I'm saying, let me know. For example, the other day, I threw out a question. I said, I need an old-fashioned drugstore with the old-fashioned Cokes like they used to make with the syrup from years ago. I want one in St. Louis City. Where do I go? I got an immediate tweet back with an answer. So it works. Unfortunately, I can't remember the name of the place, but I have it down in my office, and I told that person that I would be going there soon. So,
well,
I mean, it's kind
of
neat.
That is such an important part of what we do now with the networking with the younger generation, and even with the older generation that's using Facebook more often, finding people where they are and really putting our programming in front of those people, and networking with the other organizations that we have on our programming so that they can also help spread what we do. It's a key part of how we get our message out to people.
Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to hear how people will also share who we are to their friends and family. I had a donor call in who was asking for a very particular faith and family program that had to deal with counseling. And she said that her son, who lived in, I want to say, one of the eastern states, she thought it would be wonderful for him. She heard it, and she remembered it, and she really wanted to get it to him, but she didn't know where to find it, and she asked if I could send her the link on email so that she could then email it to her son.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was wonderful how she heard it, and she's going to pass along that message, and hopefully that will help him and help anyone who needs it. So it's really nice to know how those get out there, and that they get shared, and that people see the purpose of what KFUO is, and that they are helping us spread that.
Sure, definitely. So other than just this share-a-thon, there are other ways to support KFUO. Day sponsor, underwriter, Church of the Week. Explain some of those.
There are a lot of ways to give. You can simply give a gift if you like. We're very appreciative of any gifts and any support that may come. There are a couple specific ways of giving. Our day sponsors is one of them. A day sponsor is at a $480 level, and you get to pick a day of your choosing. And you have one message that goes out five times on that day for your special day. And we've had people pick days in honor of wedding anniversaries. We've had husbands do days in honor of their wives' birthdays, grandparents in honor of their children's baptism, parents in honor of the birth of their newest child or newest grandchild.
Sure.
So it's actually very diverse. We even had a church once who surprised their pastor. They wanted a day for their pastor.
That is really cool.
So they got a day from this church to honor their pastor and thank him for his dedicated years of service.
Well, and it was just call day at both of our seminaries. So this would be a perfect perfect time to honor your newly coming pastor.
Or vicar.
Or vicar.
Yeah,
yes.
Vicarage.
Or deaconess.
Yeah, deaconess.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
There
yes.
you go. Yeah. So what about underwriters? We have quite a few underwriters.
We do have quite a few underwriters, and we're very appreciative of them. They yes. are the people behind the scenes who help us keep going. They are monthly supporters, and they give a gift to KFUO, and in return, we help promote them and encourage people to support their ministries as well. And it's a great benefit for both entities. We believe in your mission. You believe in our mission. Mm-hmm. Both missions are to get the gospel out there. And it's a wonderful way to help support the station with underwriting.
Sure. And Concordia University of Wisconsin is the underwriter for this program. So
yes, they are
one of our very appreciated underwriters. Churches and organizations of the week. Well, what does that mean for a church or an organization?
Well, it's $850 for the week. It's Sunday to Saturday. And they get, five announcements
per day?
Every day. And at the top of the hour, they get a 10-second mm-hmm. Little commercial, if you will. Free.
Sure, for our station ID. That's
for station ID.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the pastor is able to come on and with Pastor Jonathan Fisk, mm-hmm. and do the lectionary for the day. And along with the lectionary is a 5-minute little sermonette that he produces that comes on about 9:15 in the morning. That's his choice. If he doesn't want to do that, he can come on Faith and Family mm-hmm. and promote his congregation as well. So it's his choice, either the lectionary series along with the sermonette or come on Faith and Family with Andy Bates. So that's the choice that you have. And again, you get lots of promotion for the church and the congregation, for the pastor, for the community, and reaching out into the community. I think it's a good deal at $850, that's
sure.
for sure.
And it's a great way for a church to support our mission as a congregation. That's not too bad of a price tag.
No, it's very reasonable, and we're looking to find ways to promote it so that more
sure.
people are aware that
yeah.
this is
and those announcements
available.
Go
yeah.
out on Facebook and on our Twitter when we have those churches of the
oh,
week.
Oh, that's
so,
right. Yeah.
yeah, we like to get the word out that we have these people that really. Really do support us.
And I want to quickly compliment you on that. When I do KFUO Sundays, you kind of do an advance announcement mm-hmm. as to that. And I've had people come up to me at the KFUO Sunday,
oh,
and
wow.
they say that they came as a result of seeing it on Facebook.
Well, that's good.
And the announcement. So
I'm glad.
Thank you.
I'm glad people see those.
Appreciate that. Yeah, people do see it, and they do come as a result.
That's
so
great.
Thank you.
That's yeah. great. We have just a few minutes left, so let's talk about Joni.
Oh.
People love Joni, and we had so many people calling us this year asking for Joni, and this was our first Share-a-thon without our beloved Joni Harwell.
That's true. Joni Harwell retired actually in this last December, on December 2nd, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And, That's right. It was December 2nd. Right.
And she has always been quite a rock when it comes to the Share-a-thon. She's mm-hmm. always been in charge, and she has kept everything together and everything going. And you know, some years you think everything is just in chaotic mess, and Joni gets it all together. And so this was our first year without Joni, and we were a little nervous, but actually we were able to hold up. And a couple times we did call her and ask for some advice. And we do appreciate that. Thank you, Joni. but we actually did very well this year. But we did miss Joni very much. She always adds a special touch to Share-a-thon. So.
That's true.
Well, Joni actually started at Worldwide KFUO about 6 months before I did.
Oh, wow.
1987.
Yeah.
So we were able to, get to know each other very well and have known each other well for many years, all
That's
these
wonderful.
Years.
That's wonderful. Well, mm-hmm. thank you, Joni, if you're listening, for everything that you did for us and for calling in, because
yes,
we really
you.
Appreciate that. Yeah. So if you would like to talk with us, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of our social media channels. You can find our website, KFUO.org. You can shoot us an email, KFUO@KFUO.org, to find all of our contact information if you'd like to reach out to Mary or to the Reverend Mark Hawkinson. Thank you both for being in studio with me today, celebrating our successful Share-a-thon.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure.
Thy Strong Word coming up next.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.